Will you pray with me? May the words and songs that exist in our hearts be echoes of the great song that God sings to us. Amen. I said that Colossians 1 contained a hymn, and so I'd like to just ask you to keep a few of the phrases from that scripture, from that hymn, in your mind as we continue. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. And through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of the cross. Towards the end of his life, the Apostle Paul was in Rome. He was imprisoned there for several years before he was martyred. Paul traveled with Timothy, and sometime in those last years, they wrote a letter to the people of Colossae. They wrote it together, and in many ways, this letter is a little bit like a small worship service in itself. It starts with a greeting, some announcements, then a prayer, and then a hymn. One of the earliest Christian hymns that we have. We don't know who wrote it. It appears that Paul and Timothy were quoting something that Christians already knew that they were being reminded of. And if you look at your pew Bibles, unfortunately, the hymn is disguised. It's just another couple of paragraphs. But if you read other translations of the scriptures, you see that it's set out like a poem. It was written within only a few years of Jesus' death. But here already is an understanding that Jesus is a way to see the invisible God. And here is Paul's understanding that Jesus was more than a man. Jesus was part of some great creative force in the universe, what we sometimes call the cosmic Christ. And here is what these first Christians believed, that through Christ the whole of creation could be redeemed from evil and from corruption and from fear. It is one of the earliest hymns that we have, the earliest Christian hymns. We have no idea how it was sung or chanted or declaimed, but we do know that this description of Jesus as the way to see God, Jesus as the wisdom through whom all things are created, the one through whom the whole world is redeemed, those ideas keep popping up in hymns from then to now. The oldest hymn in our hymn book is O Come Emmanuel, written more than 1,000 years ago. It contains the verse, O come, O wisdom from on high, who orders all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teaches in her ways to go. It's based, that hymn, on this still older set of hymns, the fragments that we have still in our scriptures. This hymn in Colossians tells us about a mystery beyond our understanding, but not about beyond our sense of awe and wonder and joy, that the Jesus who lived and died was the creator who spun the universe, is the spirit of wisdom who lives in all things, the source of our lives. But also this call that the church can be the body of Christ in the world. And those words of mystery roll around in our modern hymns, often unexplained, but still wondrous, because they speak to our hearts when we sing them. So we're going to sing a few of the hymns that contain that language. So the first one is by a man named Donald Fischel. He was a college student when he first started writing Christian music in 1971. And that's interesting because he was a new Christian. He had not grown up in the church. And he was preparing himself for baptism when he first wrote this hymn. And it was his first hymn. It became popular all over the world. He called it originally Hallelujah the Light. We call it Hallelujah, Give Thanks to the Risen Christ. And it's at Voices United 179. I want to tell you about Daniel Damon. Daniel has a day job as a pastor in Richmond, California. But he moonlights, playing the piano in clubs in San Francisco. He's still writing music. And he returns home in the dark, when the line between shadow and substance is hard to see, and when mysteries are suddenly revealed in the light. And he wrote the tune that we're about to sing first. It's called Twilight. And then he wrote these words. This is a hymn that talks about Christ, the Creator, the spinner of atoms and earth, soul of the cosmos. But he also writes about us as the image of Christ that is formed in community. So I would invite you to stand to sing Shadow and Substance. It's in More Voices, number 44. Please be seated. As we pray together. Jesus Christ, you are our risen Savior, and you lead us into life, into this your new creation, where forgiveness and love shape all that happens. You make us witnesses to the peace that is your work in the world. You send us into your broken, weary world as agents of reconciliation. We are called to this work by your love for us as children of God. And we celebrate this day, babies that are born to us, this next generation called into the world to be your love in the world. For Alex's child, for Prem and Beulah's grandson, for a royal child about to be born, who will want for nothing, and for all of those children in the world who will be born into poverty, for whom we can provide opportunity. Hear us, O Christ, as we pray for your body in the world. We are wounded and scarred not only by the violence of outsiders, but by our own actions that have wounded others. Make us bold to acknowledge the truth always. Make us courageous to move toward reconciliation and forgiveness. We pray to you, O God, for healing for the nations at war and for the victims of war. Raise up among us those who can turn our world from violence and lead us in the ways of peace. We pray for leaders in politics, in business, in churches, who are in the grip of pressures to trade integrity and justice for the sake of power. We pray for our youth, that they may follow their longings for community, their longings to be courageous in your world, and find you in that longing. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus the Christ, whose life among us has unsettled us. For your sake and your glory, we pray the prayer that you taught us.